Now, there are then those, there's the counter argument that says that a symptom of syphilis to confine itself to the hand would be most unusual.
Well, it, perhaps I haven't made myself clear. I think that the hand injury was caused by mercury poisoning, and he was given the mercury for his syphilis.
Indeed.
Right. Now, the syphilis hypothesis explains all the manifestations of illness that Schumann had, from the contraction of the, from the expansion of the pupils to the final general paralysis of the insane. The whole case history was is a classic case of 19th century syphilis, of which there is a great deal of medical record and expert testimony. All the illnesses and the symptoms he had, without exception, are explained very simply by, including a genital lesion, which he describes in his diaries. From that first genital lesion to final death by general paralysis, the history of 19th century syphilis could not be more classical or characteristic.
When did you first publish this research?
Well, I think I'd have to consult my records for that.
When it was first published?
Yes. It was first published in December 1971, and later taken up by a great authority on both psychiatry and general medicine, Dr. Elliot Slater, who was notable in this country for his work at the Maudsley, and in an article published in a Schumann symposium, he thought that this was a plausible explanation of the hand injury, of the aggravation of the hand injury, which may well have been caused by pure accident in the first place.